AccuWeather forecast, mainly cloudy, but for some sun coming later on today. We'll have a high near 70. The U.S. Supreme Court's upholding a lower court ruling that stops the president's immigration plan from going into effect. A 4-4 split vote, the high court could not decide whether the executive actions of the president on immigration are constitutional. The executive actions remain in limbo because lower court rulings that block the actions remain in effect. A rental car stolen from outside a Pleasant Prairie gas station convenience store this morning on Highway 50 at 118th Avenue. A 9-year-old boy sleeping in the back seat. A frantic search by local law enforcement to find it. At one point, that vehicle was tracked to the city of Kenosha around 8th Avenue and 56th Street. A cell phone left by the car's renter. Just before 3 o'clock, word came from the Lake County, Illinois Sheriff's Office that the vehicle had been found, the offender taken into custody, and the young boy safe. Initial reports had that vehicle having been rented at O'Hare Airport, a family on vacation. A jury in Racine County finds Jerome Burkhardt guilty of first-degree intentional homicide, armed robbery with use of force, and burglary while armed with a dangerous weapon, all in connection with the July 2008 slaying of Terrence Miller at his home on Victory Avenue in the Rubberville neighborhood. Burkhardt, scheduled for sentencing August the 17th, will likely spend the rest of his life in prison once his current federal sentence is over in an unrelated drug case. Burkhardt and DeMont Carey, first charged in 2010, referenced the homicide. Carey, convicted last year on a plea agreement, got life in prison without the chance at parole or extended supervision. If someone is injured or killed by a shooter in a place labeled a gun-free zone, then that victim would be able to sue the owner of that location for up to triple damages. That is the idea behind proposed future legislation from GOP State Representative Bob Gannon of Slinger.
If a business posts a sign that says no weapons and somebody is harmed by a concealed carry weapon, doesn't have to be a license holder, it can be true criminal, true terrorist, then it is strict liability, which that means is you do not argue about whose fault it is. It's the business's fault because they did not allow you to protect yourself per statute. And then we go right to the damage phase of the trial, which will be triple damages.
Gannon says the legislation will be formally introduced when the assembly goes back in session next January. Could be a rather dramatic reduction in the number of Milwaukee police officers if all who are eligible to retire do so by the end of next year. 339 officers, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, or about 20% of the force, will be able to retire in the next 18 months. Mayor Tom Barrett says that the city might not be able to add officers above and beyond the current number who might step away. The 4.2% unemployment rate in Wisconsin for the month of May is down again, the Department of Workforce Development saying it's the lowest level since March of 2001. The 5.9% in Racine still leading the state, but that compares to 7.1% a year ago, and it is under the 6% mark for the first time since November of 2000. Beloit second in the state at unemployment, 5.5%, Milwaukee 5.4%, Kenosha 4.9%. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention telling Americans not to use nasal spray flu vaccine. Sierra Crawford has reasons why.
Government researchers say that flu mist did not protect kids this past flu season. According to health officials, the spray performed poorly for the third straight year, while the traditional flu shot worked fairly well. The FDA gave flu mist the green light in 2003 as an alternative to the standard flu shot for people between the ages of 2 and 49 years old. It accounts for about a third of flu vaccines given to children. I'm Sierra Crawford.
And the Racine Fire Department has 180 smoke alarms available for distribution to city residents. Residents of the city who would like to get one of them should contact the Fire Prevention Bureau at 635-7915. A 5-2 ruling out today from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It says Milwaukee police officers will no longer be required to live in the city. The city had argued that it could continue to enforce that requirement because the state constitution grants local governments broad powers. The Racine Common Council this week okayed a redevelopment authority recommendation for a $150,000 grant to fund the Racine Redevelopment Partnership and their activities as a community housing development organization. The group's Joe Heck said that the partnership's organizational structure is based on models that have successfully attracted hundreds of millions of dollars in both public and private investment around the state and around the Midwest.
Right now, many of these dollars are bypassing Racine because there's no organization like the partnership to attract them. The partnership was created specifically to address this issue. The partnership has made a lot of progress in the past few months getting organized. We've adopted bylaws, filled our board of directors, filed for IRS nonprofit status, agreed on an initial work plan and budget, and established working committees.
He said the grant will allow the Racine Redevelopment Partnership to also establish a physical presence in Uptown.
Continuing our work with groups like the Uptown Business Improvement District and the 16th Street Cop House, recruiting private for-profit development partners to sit on our board, evaluating development opportunities, and pursuing public and private financing for the most promising opportunities that we turn up. To do all this, we need to be able to hire a full-time professional staff, which is where our funding request comes in.
They'll be hiring a director with experience in neighborhood and community development. Driver of a car claims that his brakes locked up on the wet pavement, which led to the vehicle crashing into a garage for the Kenosha Yacht Club on 4th Avenue. The man suffered some minor injuries, the only occupant. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department investigating a reported hit-and-run accident that occurred early this morning within the retail complex in Summers that includes the Sam's Club and Walmart off Green Bay Road. This was around 1 a.m. at the roundabout. According to initial reports, the offending vehicle took off after the impact, the driver of that second car then going to the Walmart to summon help, complaining of minor injuries. And one of the stranger 911 calls you will ever hear about involves a couple out of Greenfield who contacted police about their cat holding them hostage in their home. The woman said that their cat had attacked her husband and, in her words, it's going crazy. Couple was rescued. The cat turned over to animal control. Nobody hurt. The Racine Police Department has been working with the Department of Corrections in Madison to advance the release of a convicted sex offender back into the community. 58-year-old Martin Burns is supposed to be released from prison next Tuesday. He currently, though, has no permanent place to live, but will be staying temporarily at 1352 Washington Avenue. He'll be on GPS monitoring, convicted in 1975 and 83 for attempted rape, sexual assault, kidnapping, and robbery involving a woman that he did not know. A news release has officials indicating they want to be sure the community remains vigilant and that they understand the seriousness of this situation, especially since the man will not have any permanent housing when he gets out of prison. The Kenosha City Council this week granting an extension to an agreement with Kenosha Creative Space for a project to establish a location for art organizations and artists in a vacant downtown storefront. KCS President Robert Snyder indicating they've raised nearly $20,000 so far, but not until recently, because they didn't have a long-term lease with the old Kresge building at 6th Street and 28th Avenue.
We're asking donors for donations of $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, and I didn't feel really very comfortable about asking somebody to write me a check for $10,000 without having that piece of the puzzle secured. We needed to have that finished before we press those people for the actual cash.
Snyder, though, confident the organization will reach the goal of raising over $100,000 by late December, the alderman approving a 180-day extension on the agreement unanimously. The U.S. Coast Guard says increased patrols, including based out of Milwaukee, will be looking for intoxicated boaters as part of an initiative called Operation Drywater. Alcohol responsible for 17% of fatal boating accidents nationwide last year. Local water patrols, including the Racine County Sheriff's Department, will also be visible on local waterways leading up to and through the upcoming holiday. U.S. Supreme Court upholds the Affirmative Action Admissions Program at the University of Texas at Austin. The High Court also upholding the lower court ruling that stops the president's immigration plan from going into effect. The Racine County District Attorney's Office has charged 33-year-old Wineal Cheeks with possessing cocaine with intent to deliver and maintaining a drug trafficking place as a repeat offender. Police raiding his residence, finding him allegedly trying to hide crack cocaine between the cheeks of his buttocks. Criminal complaint says while executing a search warrant on June the 17th, police got Cheeks onto the ground, handcuffed him, and during a body search, Cheeks claimed that he could not spread his legs because he had a sprained ankle. A closer search revealing a clear plastic bag filled with 20 individually packaged rocks of crack cocaine and powdered cocaine, 15.5 grams all total. Cheeks going to be back in court June 30th. Dane County Sheriff's Department doing what many law enforcement agencies are having to do these days, remind people, lock your vehicles, your garages, and your homes to prevent crimes of opportunity. A news release says deputies have responded to more than 24 vehicle-related thefts since the beginning of April, including 3 handguns that were stolen out of vehicles, just left open. 2 vehicles stolen in recent days, both of those unlocked, the keys left inside. If you're heading out for summer vacation, you're going to want to protect your social media accounts. This from State Division of Consumer Protection spokesman Jared Albrecht.
Before you leave for your trip, make sure you log into those accounts, and you want to tighten the security settings before you head out the door. So, you know, lock out public users, make sure it's just locked to your private network to access those photos.
Albrecht also warning you to be careful around ATMs because of what are called skimmers, to either read your card or leave a small camera to get your PIN numbers. A different type of skimmer has also been found at electronic gas pumps. Don't be drunk, don't be high, don't get arrested, don't look at porn. The basic new rules for state workers in Wisconsin. Governor Walker's administration unveiling the post-civil service requirements. State workers can now be fired for those reasons and put on a track to lose their jobs or about half a dozen others. State's old workplace rules for state employees made it much more difficult to terminate workers. That missing woman from Racine since Monday afternoon when she drove toward Milwaukee for a visit with her mother found this morning near Wild Rose in Washera County. 40-year-old Jill Watkins had reportedly been depressed about issues that related to her mother and left without a cell phone and in an older model car without GPS capability. Her husband and employer putting out information on social media. The circumstances of her being found in Washera County unknown at this point. Just after 2 o'clock this morning, the Pleasant Prairie Police Department got word that a rental car had been stolen from outside of a gas station convenience store on Highway 50 at 118th Avenue with a 9-year-old boy sleeping in the back seat. There was a frantic search by local law enforcement to try and find it. At one point, that vehicle was tracked into the city of Kenosha near 8th Avenue and 56th Street, a cell phone left inside the car by the renter. Just before 3 o'clock, the Lake County, Illinois Sheriff's Department reported that the vehicle had been stopped, the offender taken into custody, and the young boy was safe. That vehicle, according to initial reports, had been rented at O'Hare Airport by a family on vacation. Pleasant Prairie Village Board this week voting to create a new ordinance that will establish a central location for counting absentee ballots at election time. Village officials say the goal is to both improve and streamline the process of counting what has become an increasing number of absentee votes by creating just one site instead of having multiple locations. Clerk Jane Romanowski telling the Kenosha News it would allow her poll workers to focus on Election Day voters. It's liquor license renewal time all around southeast Wisconsin. The vast majority just sail right through the process without a problem. A few, though, get the attention of local officials, like in Mount Pleasant, where village leaders had some not-so-complimentary things to say about the recent problems tying up police and other resources at Los Contraritos in the 2400 block of Racine Street. During a meeting of the Finance Legal Licensing Committee, management was put on notice about correcting their problems with large and sometimes unruly crowds, noise, garbage, locked fire exits. The facility caters to a hip-hop crowd. The committee recommended license renewal, but with the stipulation that they have to improve the conditions at the business, and there would be a status review next month. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.